I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way, back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right.
Huh?
That's it, boys and girls. I'm back in the saddle, and it's October the 16th, 2017, and it's Moon's Day. Time for you to get your donations into the radio show, and several of you have already, so that's good. And I like that. Yeah. But if you fall behind, we can't carry you, man. We're not a big operation. This ain't NBC, CBS, or whatever. This is a lonely California whatever. Yeah. Well, have you figured out about the Las Vegas deal yet? Everybody's trying to figure that out, and everybody's got all kinds of false flags going and imaginary conspiracies. The only conspiracy they don't seem to understand is one guy just dreamt it up and did it. Yeah. Or maybe he was working for somebody else. I don't think so. I think he was on the edge and something drove him over the edge and he just went out and did it. Lone wolf. How about that? But both the right wing and the left wing say, oh, no, that couldn't be. One man couldn't do that. One man couldn't do all that shooting. One man couldn't sneak all those weapons into a hotel. Believe me, with the incompetence and corruption in this country, in every facet of life, including hotels in Las Vegas, anything can happen. Anything can happen. That's what's scary. You sometimes depend on a little semblance of order, but there's no order, man. This is not order. This is chaos. Oh, that's right. That's my favorite word, chaos. I've been pestered for the last week. These guys are into this Nordic, Aryan, Nordic bloodline. I don't even understand it all. I can't. I'm just a farm boy. I can't understand all that stuff. And they're sending me all kinds of crazy shit that. It's not good enough to be white. You got to be a part of the 1%, the elite. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Those Nordics haven't done much lately. What have the Nordics really done lately? They haven't done shit. It's we get more action out of Southern Italians than we do out of Northern Europeans. Like back in Chicago, if you want something done, call Al. They got a TV show like that. It's not called Al, but it's funnier than hell. Sort of a half-assed, incompetent attorney gets in all kinds of jams. But Yeah, if you were in Chicago back in the 20s and 30s, if you were in trouble, call Al. You didn't call the head of the Nordic Society in the ancient Arborian Hall of the Norwegians to get something done. You know, the Vikings didn't go to sea by... That wasn't the thing they really wanted to do. You know that, don't you? They ran out of land. Their population got away from them. They ran out of land. They had some bad years of farming, and so they said, "Hey, let's go pillage and one. Let's go pillage." The other guy said, "Oh yeah, let's go pillage." Yeah, and they did. Not because they necessarily wanted to, but let's put on these helmets with these horns on, because that'll scare the shit out of those people down south. Yeah, so they did that too. Sort of like the Klan, you know. We'll put on these uniforms. And I can't understand why the Klan that's left is so insistent on those robes, because, number one, the robes never were a fashion statement. And number two, they were supposed to represent the early camouflage that the Klan used riding through the countryside back in the good Klan, the original Klan, the effective Klan. And that was a trench coat, I forget what you call them, saddle soap coat. And they had a cape in the back, and when they wanted to disguise themselves, they pulled that cape up over their head. It was part of their everyday clothing material. It wasn't something they had to go out to Toys R Us and get some linen to put over themselves. So I recommended a long time ago to the Klan, even when I was in it, let's get rid of these damn robes. Number one, they don't scare anybody. Number two, they're not good looking. Number two, you get in a fight with one and they'll roll you around in the streets like a rag doll. I've seen that happen. I saw it happen down in Texas. I think it was Bill Wilkins' Klan marching around with those robes on. Niggers got a hold of them and rolled them all over the street. Yeah, you want your enemy to wear a robe like that and then go into the street. They're easy to get a hold of and easier to roll around. You know, back in the 30s, 20s and 30s, Russia had great relations with the Muslims, but they screwed it up in the late 30s. And there's a good story on that. I'm going to send it out to you. That stupid Stalin screwed it up by... He had a couple of ambassadors that were doing really good with the Muslims, getting them on their side. Probably would have got all that oil on their side too, but they... Stalin got angry with them because, I forget what it was, and he had brought them back to Moscow and executed them, which turned the Muslims off, and the rest is history. The British got into the oil business and Russia didn't, or at least not as much. So... You can't have a complete asshole running your operation. You can have a half asshole, but not a whole asshole. And Stalin was a whole asshole. A lot of guys running around on the internet now trying to revamp Stalin's image. You're not going to revamp Stalin's image. Either tactically, he almost cried like a baby when Hitler attacked him. And if it hadn't been for U.S. pro-communist people pouring things into Russia, he would have lost the whole ball of wax. You know? He would have lost everything. So, for people to climb onto the Stalin bandwagon, especially at this late date, that's crap. Same way with those who try to clean up everything Hitler did, you know? The one thing Hitler did do was advance the science very quickly in Germany. We're the benefactors of more science, German science, than you can believe. Almost every facet of our lives is at the bottom of it. You can find German science. That he did good. He opened the door for massive scientific advancement. And he should have stuck to it. Forget about that goddamn Barbarossa stuff. But he didn't, and that's history. Anyhow, I'll send you this article about how Moscow lost Riyadh in 1938, just when he needed them the most. Oh, just when he needed them the most. The Muslims and the Arabs. Boy, the right wing know how to toss chum in the water and attract the fish, attack the sharks. Protesters pursued three white nationalists found guilty of failure to disperse from the August rally, turned violent in Charlottesville. Blame it all on those people. As they exited from a court hearing on Friday, Seville.com reported that the protesters reportedly followed three men to their cars after they left a hearing at Charlottesville General District Court with no bodyguards or backup at all. These people can't win at anything. Let these three guys hang out there. You know, whenever we went to court, we went with a dozen guys, man, and we went to court many times. And they tried to attack us at the L.A. train station at JDL. I've told you that story many times. We beat the holy shit out of them. Herb Rubin ran like a baby. And they hurled obscenities at the men, such as, fuck white supremacists. Well, at that point, even with three guys, they should have turned around and stomped the shit out of these people. What is it with these right-wingers? You're much better off going someplace by yourself if you got to appear in court than go with these wimps and with no real security and or people who are willing to put it on the line, man. At least with one person, you could sneak around and hide down an alley. Nearly a dozen police nearby ordered everyone not parked in the parking garage to leave after protesters followed the men there. Well, why did the cops let them follow them there? They don't give a shit whether they're attacked. In fact, they probably get a kick out of it. Because cops have this strange, almost jealousy of the racist. Yeah, they almost get a big jolly, get their rocks off watching white nationalists get their ass beat. Because you should only listen to the cops. Cops know everything. Cops are your protector. If you need help, you go to a cop. Yeah, right. Virginia police have testified that they arrested Nathan D'Amigo. That's an interesting Aryan name. And John Paul Struys for failure to disperse. Failure to disperse? How can you disperse in that crowd in Charlottesville? How could you disperse when you got 10,000 people all hitting each other? And they pushed up against police riot shields. That's what... Oh, man, they pissed off the cop. They pushed against the police riot shield. Well, they should have broken their head, you know? At least if you're going to go to jail for something decent. Going to jail for pushing up against a cop's shield? These chicken shit cops, those are the same cops that left the scene. They took off and left everybody there by themselves. We're not going to do anything here. We're getting out of here. It's too dangerous, they said. Now, you know why I love cops. Because a good share of cops are cowards. Not all of them, but a good share of them are cowards. And if they didn't have that gun and all that good stuff and big backup, in a regular street fight, they'd run like a baby. They'd run. You see these cops all the time. They get in an argument in a bar. The first thing they do is pull their sidearm. For a simple argument in a bar. It could be a fist fight. You see it happen all the time. And sometimes they even shoot people over a beer bar argument. Comes the breakdown in this country. Do not think you're going to be able to call a cop and get them to do anything. Remember the cops in Louisiana and New Orleans? They all took off, or most of them, they all took off. Left everybody to their own deserts. Poor senior citizen people in the rest homes drowning and crying for help. No, those cops ran. And I'll guarantee you, not necessarily, but I guarantee you most of them were black. But there's Don't let me say the whites are any braver, because they're not. They don't want to get out of those goddamn cars. Don't me go down that alley and look around for a nigger crook? Are you kidding? I'm staying in this car. Also, you didn't notice how they have all the windows tinted on these cop cars? They don't want to have eye contact with the common citizen. You are a common citizen. You are nothing. We are part of the establishment, and we don't want to look at you, or we want to look at you, but we don't want you to look at us. And I'll never wave at anybody on the street and say hi. That would be show weakness as a cop, a law enforcement officer. You know, that's one of the biggest insults in the police department, that they have tinted windows on their cars. And they don't open a window once in a while and wave at somebody on the street. Hi, how you doing? You know? No, they don't want to do that because we're the cops and you're the common folk. You're less than common folk. When I was a kid, the cops in my town, hell, they waved to people all up and down the street. They knew everybody, you know? They didn't have tinted windows or anything like that. They had the window down, waving to people. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Jack. See you down at the bar later. Okay. Even in Fallbrook, where I lived there for over 40 years, I knew one police detective who used to see him down at the beer bar almost every day, every other day. Yeah, just bullshitting, you know. He'd say, "You got anything to tell me?" I say, "No." I say, "You got anything to tell me?" He said, "No." Okay, let's drink the beer, but we ain't talking. He was, unfortunately, he was one of the biggest drunks in town. But he used to get off all the time, get stopped by a cop and show him his badge. They let him go. That's chicken shit. Anyhow, if you got to go to court in Charlottesville, I don't give a shit. It's a dangerous situation whenever you got to go to court. But be prepared to defend yourself. Be prepared to defend yourself. Don't make the white nationalist movement look any worse than it is. I know it looks like shit because when the leader of the alt-right standing there and some guy totally cold-cocks him with no security whatsoever, that's sad. That is real sad. Even if he did get cold cocked, he should turn right around, chase and grab the guy, and cold cocked him right back. That's the way it's done. Well, are the niggers still on their knees? That's a stupid thing to do. Like I said before, anybody that goes on their knees is showing servitude and slavery. Yeah, so why would these nigger football players want to get down on their knees? I won't even do that in a church, you know. Because I don't believe in getting on my knees, man. But if people want to say that's okay to get on your knees, nigger, that's like white racism. Yeah, white people are saying you need to get on your knees, nigger. You don't respect us, this white racist flag of ours. Yeah. I'm watching a series that ended last night. I like these longer series if they're good series. It was called Ozark. And it was about a guy in New York that gets hooked up with the wrong people, and the wrong people are hooked up with the cartel, drug cartel. And all the guys that got him into it, he didn't know what was going on. They got killed, and then he made a deal to go down to Ozarks in Arkansas and launder money down there. But anyhow, it's a long story, but it's funny, really. And right at the end, about the last scene, the big shot cartel leader comes down there to Arkansas to see what's going on because one of his guys didn't show up because they blew him away. And they make a deal where the Chicago Mexican cartel is going to make a deal with the Ozark rednecks. And they made the deal, and they shook hands, and the cartel head turns to walk off, and he mumbles. He said, "I never thought in a million years I'd be making a deal with a bunch of Arkansas rednecks." And you hear this woman in the background. She's a white woman. She said, "What'd you say?" And he says, "I never thought in a million years I'd be making a deal with the rednecks in Arkansas." Bam! She blew his brains out. Because he disrespected the word redneck or disrespected the people, but that was a wild-ass scene. Well, here's something typical of what a lot of white seniors have to go through. A Los Angeles County policeman went far beyond the call of duty, big deal, while responding to a report of an elderly man having a fit inside a bank. In other words, he was a white man, pissed off. 92 years old. Montebello Police Department officer Robert Josette was answering a public disturbance call when he was faced with a 92-year-old man with balls who was upset because the tellers wouldn't give him his money. The senior citizen's California identification card had expired, and the Bank of America's policy required that a valid government-issued ID be shown when making withdrawals. Now, he'd probably been going in there for 20 years in that bank. You know how a lot of older people are. Not that I'm old. Yeah, they knew who the guy was, but they were typical tight-ass bankers. Well, and the tellers are too scared to do anything on their own. So Josette comforted the white-haired gentleman by gently suggesting they take a ride over to the Department of Motor Vehicles and get him a brand new card. And so they did. With a little encouragement from the cop, DMV workers quickly renewed the man's identification, and Josette brought him back to the bank, where he was able to get his hands on his money just before closing time. The department posted a photo of the officer leading the man who leaned on a cane into the DMV office. The image has been viewed by more than 250,000 people and shared by more than 39,000 times. It has also garnered more than 19,000 comments. Well, there was a white cop doing a decent thing. And he's lucky. He is lucky, man. But he stood his ground, 92 years old. Well, an arrest warrant issued for a black man beaten by white supremacists. How do you know they're white supremacists? Don't you have to fill a specific position? A black man who was assaulted by white supremacists in a parking garage during a violent clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August is facing an arrest warrant for the incident. Well, that seems about right. There's more to that story, I'm sure. Show a picture of that black guy. He's got the biggest Negro lips I've ever seen. Well, a former employee in Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock makes an unexpected comment. A former employee and close friend of Stephen Paddock, the gunman who carried out the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, has spoken out to say that the man she knew was seemingly incapable of committing such a horrific act. Don't they say that about everybody? Everybody that goes out shooting, they say that. The boy next door, he's a fine young boy. He's a special guy in the school, and he got an award for cleanliness and stuff like that. People just don't understand human nature. Human nature can turn on a dime. The right situation appears, a guy can be a totally love everybody guy and turning on a dime, killing everybody in sight. You don't understand human nature if you don't understand that. People are like blocks of TNT, man, dynamite, walking around with a fuse about 1 inch long. And if something goes really wrong in their life, man, that fuse gets lit. Boy, if it's one thing they do best in Europe, and even here in the United States, is keep your mind off the really super serious situation with the banks screwing us all. Keeping your eye on Mickey Mouse stuff, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Sorry. Neo-Nazis. Wait a minute. What the hell happened there? Just a minute. I see all these articles coming through here. The triumph of the far right in Austria is not surprising. It has never atoned for its Nazi past. That's the UK. Austria Sebastian Kurz set to become Europe's youngest leader in the elections, overshadowed by possible lots of premise feelings. Austria's 31-year-old minister leads national vote signaling a turn to the right and probably Nazis. Reports of neo-Nazi rally in Philly hit social media. A group of demonstrators that some were calling neo-Nazis, but they don't know that they whether they were or not, rallied Saturday in Philadelphia, where they were met by counter-protesting Antifa Bolsheviks. Keep your eyes on everything but being robbed by this economic system. Head of Austria's far right has neo-Nazi past. Complex history. Complex history with Israel? That might be interesting. This is typical. Heinz Christian Strzok, the head of Austria's far right, tipped to become the deputy chancellor after Sunday's elections, dismissed his youthful dalliance with the neo-Nazis as when he was stupid, naive, and young, but has positioned himself out as a vocal advocate and friend of Israel. German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung published an exhaustive two-part report last week highlighting Strzok's neo-Nazi past and affiliation with the Semitic Austrian Youth Corps group. That's horrible. Now, if he'd have been hooked up while he was young with the Communist Party, that would be okay. Strzok, for the first time in conversation with the SZ, whatever that is, even admitted that camps he has visited as a youth are affiliated with the Austrian neo-Nazi organization. Now, three decades after the German police detained him at a torch-lit protest by a group aping the Hitler Youth, Strzok is the besweeted statesman-like head of the Freedom Party, paradoxically rejecting all extremism. The 48-year-old former dental technician has expressed open and public support for Israel on many occasions and claims he will support the Jewish state in face of criticism from European countries. Yeah, that's these Hollywood Nazis. They're with it for a while and then they can do a 180. Strzok is a political heir of George Hader, the former head of the Freedom Party, who was infamous for his anti-Semitism and pro-Nazi opinions. They never put in these articles about people who are pro-communist opinions. That's okay. I was a communist when I was young, but I've seen the light. Now I'm a Republican. When the party joined the Austrian government in 2000, Israel recalled its ambassador in a diplomatic crisis that continued until 2003. Well, fuck you, Israel. Former Israeli elder statesman Shimon Peres reportedly refused a visit from Strzok. Good, last April, prior to his death, apparently on the advice of the Israeli Foreign Ministry. Still in June 2017, Strzok committed in writing to moving the Austrian embassy to Jerusalem, kissing the ass of the Jews, if the party wins in the upcoming national elections. So that's going to get some Jew money. Strzok also affirmed in a letter addressed to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he believes Israel has the right to build in all areas of the state with Jerusalem as its capital. The letter was signed during a meeting with a member of Israeli Parliament, Yehuda Glick, in Vienna. In an interview for 24 News last year, Strzok also walked back previous remarks absolving Austria of crimes committed while a part of Nazi Germany. Quote, different people in different periods afterwards have interpreted the situation as Austria being occupied. Others certainly wish for this unification of National Socialist Germany, he said. Acknowledging that the Austrians were part of the Nazi regime during World War II and rightly punished for their crimes as their houses and factories and everything were blasted to shit and bombed a B-17 with happy American pilots. Loving it. Don't tell me they don't. I told you a few years ago, I was sitting in a restaurant when two of these World War II assholes, still alive, were sitting there joking and laughing about bombing German cities. If it had been for my main squeeze being there, I was going to walk over and knock them off their perch, but she convinced me it wasn't worth it. I think it would have been worth it. It seems that the right, far-right party leader sees Israel and Austria as having many mutual interests. Yeah. Money. It seems that the far-right party leader sees Israel... Oh, I said that. He's such a nice, white, Aryan-looking boy. But he's got a Star of David inside his tummy. Stotch visited Israel in 2016, and during his visit, a number of topics were discussed at a meeting between Austrian delegation and members of Nitwitz Likud party, including Islamism, terrorism, Israel's right to self-defense. You know, that's the funniest thing. Israel's right to self-defense, you know. That's hilarious. Stock rejected the EU's labeling of settlement products, calling it legislation that his Freedom Party cannot tolerate. Who can be the best Jew? Who can be the best pro-Jew? The Republican right or the Democratic left? The Christian Democrats or the Freedom Party? You know, it's all just a big game. They're all full of shit. He has also vowed to combat... You know, I get a guy sends me anytime something happens over in Europe that least bit to the right, he said, it's like we're taking over again. He told me this guy was a wonderful guy. They don't read this stuff. They don't read what he says. They don't know where he's coming from. And I always tell them, you're full of crap. I don't know why they keep sending me this stuff or emailing me, because I never agree with them. He's also vowed to combat anti-Semitism. Well, do you mean anti-Arab? Telling I-24 News that in 2016, he has always had a clear opinion that anti-Semitism, which really is anti-Jewism, but if you're going to use anti-Semitism, you've got to use it on the Muslims too, does not belong in our party or society. Well, I thought your party was supposed to be inclusive. That's what the Democrats say over here. We got an inclusive party, but we don't want anybody that's proud to be white or anything like that, or a separatist to be involved. Quote, I was always fighting against anti-Semitic tendencies, and it's a personal matter to me, Strzok said at the time. This guy's a candy ass, just like all these guys on the right. Strzok has indeed moved to clean up the party's image by suspending members for anti-Semitic behavior, including a local counselor who publicly gave a Heil Hitler salute earlier this month. Oh my God, that's the end of the world. You got to kill that guy. Put him in electric, 100 years in an electric chair for you. But not everyone is convinced. They still think he may have a little bit of that Nazi thing in him. Well, if he's pro-Israel, he does, because a lot of the stuff that Israel runs on, the same gas as a lot of the Nazis did. Don't say they didn't, because they did. Their military is very much Nazi type. Last month, a group of commemorating Nazi camp victims published a list of what it said were at least 60 anti-Semitic and racist incidents involving the Freedom Party figures since 2013. They're absolutely committed to the Nazi overthrow of the world. Quote, if they really change their ideology, it's a question they can only answer themselves, unquote, said analyst Alexandra Siegel. Yeah, they just have to turn around and say, we love Israel. We hate everybody else, but we love Israel. You'll be all right. I would say they change their tactics and their strategies mainly. Oh, God. Strzok is predicted to win around 25% of the vote. Well, that's not enough. It rings bells when you get over 20%, but then you don't get the Kubi doll. More than double alternative for Germany's score last month. Well, at least it's a parliamentary procedure. You might get a few seats, but what's a few seats unless you're sitting there with a automatic? What's a few seats in some little Reichstag if you don't have anything else going? You got no underground, you got no people prepared to do what needs to be done or nothing. You just sit there and...
Me too. I go along with that.
Still remains to be seen whether the man who in 2016 called German Chancellor Angela Merkel the most dangerous woman in Europe, which she is, was, has mellowed enough to be part of a coalition government in a European Union member state. Well, yeah, he can do that. He's modified. He loves Israel. He loves the baby Jesus. He loves Israel. He loves all that stuff. The party leader has underscored Austria as a nation built on Judeo-Christian traditions. Yeah. And has taken a hard line on immigration and Islam. How hard? How hard? We are Democratic Freedom Party, and we have clear principles. You know, like the Democrat Party over here, they've got clear principles. Just ask Hillary. Europe itself is built on Jewish Christian foundations, he said. There you go. One of these days is not even going to be on Christian foundations, it's going to be on Jewish foundations, which that's what it is anyhow. I mean, what? Why screw around? Christianity is Jewish. The party's manifesto vows no more immigration until further notice. You can put anything on paper, Buster. Doesn't mean a goddamn thing. Takes money to buy whiskey. Talks cheap. Its pamphlets rail against criminal immigrants and calls for ending integration efforts for refugees since they are here only temporarily. Well, they're not here temporarily. They're here permanently. Unless you kick their ass physically out, and I don't think you're going to do it. I think you're just going to try to wait out the storm and sort of let everything go by. Quote, no, Islam is not a part of Austria, Strzok said. Well, the hell it isn't. How many Islamic people you got in Austria? You got thousands, tens of thousands. Back in jeans and traditional loden jacket and accompanied by his model wife. Yeah, you got to have a model wife like Trump. 20 years as a junior. Yeah, that works too. You get a chick 20 years your junior. Told a typical beer-swilling, flag-waving FBO rally recently. Well, it's not bad having a little beer-swilling. Strzok appears ambivalent at best on Europe, calling Brussels a bureaucratic monster. But he didn't say a bureaucratic monster guided by the Jews, did he? Believing Britain will probably be better off after Brexit and saying the EU sanctions on Russia must be lifted. Well, I can agree with that, but he wants Austria to have more, make more money off Russian trade. Strzok has also made deft use of the internet with more Facebook fans than any other party leader, and until earlier this year, he was on a roll. Wow. Well, in December, the FPO's Norbert Hofer came close to being elected Europe's first far-right president since 1945. Just a minute here. Lost my place. And the party was topping national polls. But in May, Sebastian Kurz, just 31, took over the center-right People's Party and leapfrogged the FPOs into first place in the polls, thanks partly to moving rightwards and loving Israel and stealing many of Strzok's policy. I really love Israel. I shit you not. I really love Israel. Oh, thank you. Strzok poking fun at the late bloomer Kurtz and presenting himself as a visionary, there you go, has struggled to recover, dashing his dreams of coming first to being chancellor, barring a surprise on Sunday. Don't you get tired of this political bullshit? You know, these guys, either the left or the right, they'll get their hooks into it, and then they start to build a career. Then they get about 20% of the vote, and then watch them change. Watch him change. If Duke would have got 20% of the vote, you'd have seen him change too. Yeah. I only got 3 or 4%, 5%, 7%, I forget how much, but that wasn't enough to get any place. Well, I see a Baltimore Ku Klux Klan leader is charged with firing a pistol during the violent white nationalist rally. In other words, see how they put those three words together, violent white nationalist rally? Why didn't you point out that the left was doing most of the violence? Oh, we know what that is. And the right wing falls for it. In Charlottesville, has been denied bail despite his claim that he acted in self-defense. Denied bail for firing a weapon? He didn't hit anybody. Richard Wilson Preston is accused of firing a weapon within 1,000 feet of a school during the August rally. Shit. What a silly charge that is. The Daily Progress reports Preston told a judge Thursday that he drew his pistol twice. First when he was threatened by a man he thought was going to throw a newspaper box at him, and again when threatened by a man with a nail-laden stick. Well, don't take your guns to town, boy. Leave your guns at home. You know, we had 2 or 3 guys in the Oceanside riot that were armed with pistols, but they never draw them. Even when it really got bad, they didn't pull their weapons and fire, because we knew what would happen. He said he fired a shot after a friend was threatened by a counter-protester holding a makeshift flamethrower. Oh, God. The judge's ruling means Preston will stay in the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail pending a December hearing, you see. Wait a minute. Where's all those guys that were throwing shit from the other side in FADA? Where are they at? Let's see here. Taking you to the riot, man. We're at the riot. Yeah. Wow. That stupid guy fired that gun. I just saw a clip of it. In a direction he could have hit anybody, even his own people. What the hell? Talk about right-wing stupidity. That reminds me of the time, and I've told you this before, about we were going down to the border and we were threatened by the Progressive Labor Party. They were coming down there to get us. And I talked to some bikers. I said, why don't you go down there with us? And they said, oh yeah, we'll go with you. But I said, you can't have guns. No guns. We ain't going to the border unless we can have guns. And I had an associate there who was handicapped, had problems seeing, problems walking, and he went to the border instead of the bikers. And he stood right in the middle when the creeps were throwing shit at us. That just shows you how people are. Big, brave bikers wouldn't go to the border without guns. Well, anytime you fire a gun around a crowd of any kind, it could be the Easter egg hunt or whatever, you're going to get cited or arrested and hauled away. That's just the way it is. I have no sympathy for stupidity. It's the mark of a gutless person. Hey, here's a new study by psychtests.com. Indicates that while it's common for some employees to prefer solo projects, top performing lone wolves will differ significantly from poor performers. quote, must be a team player is part and parcel with nearly every job posting, regardless of the field or position. But some employees simply don't buy into the fanciful vision of everyone working together harmoniously. Working with other people can be very challenging and stressful, leaving many talented, hardworking employees wishing they could work alone. Yeah. So should companies pass on a good job candidate just because he or she prefers to fly solo? Not so, according to the researchers at PsychTest. However, it's important to determine whether the candidate is a lone wolf, someone who works best on their own and has legitimate concerns about for eschewing teamwork, or a lone sheep in wolf's clothing, someone who lacks the confidence to work with others. Whoa. Analyzing data from 18,812 who took their team player test, researchers at PsychTest singled out two groups, top performing and poor performing employees who prefer to work alone. While both groups had misgivings about working with others, the reasons why they hate teamwork differed significantly. Pet peeves of the top performing lone wolves. The following is a list of pet peeves where top performers scored higher. They found these teamwork issues much more bothersome than poor performers did. Unfair workload. Score top performers 81 votes. Scores for poor performers 59 votes. Working with someone who doesn't pull their own weight is a major concern for top performers, as it often means that other team members will need to pick up the slack, which could in turn result in longer hours, overtime, and taking work home. And that's what I've said about groups, racial groups. Why would you want to have 25 people in a small group when only two or three are doing all the work? Why not get rid of the rest? The only reason you keep the rest around is maybe to get some money off of them to run things. But almost all the right-wing organizations and left-wing organizations and all organizations, only a few people do all the work. So why do you keep the other people around? Make you feel good? Some people feel they have to have people hold their hand all the time. And, you know, the Klan, I remember the Klan like that, you know. You get all these people, but only two or three were doing all the work. So I said, bullshit. We don't need that. We'd rather operate as lone wolves. Yeah. Working with someone who doesn't pull their own weight is a major concern of top performers, as often means that other team members will need to pick up a slack, which could turn result in long hours, overtime, and taking work home. Unwillingness to depend on others. Score for top performers 73. Score for poor performers 55. Top performers live by the adage that if you want to get something done right, you have to do it yourself. And that goes for us as racist, racial separatists. They prefer to be sufficient. They don't want their success to depend on the success of other people. Lack of control over a project. Score the top performers 67. Score the poor performers 49. Having to share responsibilities, decisions, and tasks, as well as successes and failures, is the nature of teamwork and something that can irk top performers. Not being able to decide on their own how to approach a project and not being able to control all aspects of an assignment tends to bother top performers. Score top performers 73, score poor performers 56. I've seen this time and time again. I remember one time vividly, a couple of friends of mine wanted to start a company. I forget what the company was, and I was just there having a beer, and they were talking about starting this company. They argued endlessly about the stationery. Endlessly about the stationery. It went on and on for two or three hours. I finally said, bullshit, you're never going to get off the ground, and walked out. You can't let Mickey Mouse stuff drag you down. You got to go for the throat and do it. Whether it's dealing with teamwork's slow pace or having to fix other people's mistakes, top performers tend to be quite concerned about getting stuck with less skilled workers who could hold the rest of the team back. And I'm telling you, also, they're very dangerous to people like us, political, so-called extremists, because they can get you put into jail, get you put into prison, can get you killed just because you want a buddy to hold your hand when you go out on the street or something. Sad. I know a lot of guys are in prison that just went out for a beer with a couple of buddies, you know, got in a big jam. Whether it's dealing with teamwork, no, I said that. Top scorers on that subject was 70. Okay, let's see here. I got mixed up. Like I'm mixed up most of the time. Scores for top poor performers was 59. If a leader or a project manager isn't appointed, determining each team member's role and assigning tasks can be very difficult. Yeah, and a lot of times it's a waste of time. You assign somebody to do something, they don't get it done, or they do it poorly, or they don't do it at all. And I've always been more feeling do it myself and cut out the middleman. This can cause delays, disorganization, errors, and omissions, and even power struggles. It can cause you to be overworked, too, where you got to do all the work. Score for the top performers on that subject were 56. Score for poor performers was 46. Working on a team means sharing the glory of a successful project, even if some employees worked harder than others. While it requires a team effort to bring a project to completion, not being singled out for their individual contribution tends to annoy some top performers. Of course, you do the work, you want the credit. Yeah. Pet peeves of poor performers. When it comes to the pet peeves where poor performers scored higher, they seem to center around one common theme, self-doubt. Poor performers were more likely to avoid teamwork because they feel that their skills are inferior to those of their teammates. Score 45 verse 27 for top performers. They are worried that they won't live up to their teammates' expectations, or their part of the assignment will be a reason why the whole project fails. 50 verse 32. They are afraid of having their work criticized. 43 verse 37 for top performers. They're afraid of looking foolish if they speak up in front of a group. Score for 40 verse 34. You can't be ashamed to speak up. If you do, you're not going to make it. They're not comfortable interacting with other people. Score 54 verse 49 for top performers. It's common for some employees to have misgivings about working on a team, especially if they've had to work with difficult people in the past, like power trippers, slackers, and inexperienced teammates, or have worked on team projects that were completely disorganized, explains Dr. Jerebeck, president of Psych Test. The fact of the matter is that some people are more motivated and productive when they work alone. This could be because of interpersonal issues. The person is abrasive and doesn't get along well with others. However, the case could also be that your lone wolf is more introverted, independent, self-governing, and self-sufficient, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's right. If you stumbled upon a great job candidate who prefers to work alone, but his or her position will involve a lot of team projects, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Ask some probing questions as to why this person prefers to work alone. They may have legitimate concerns about teamwork that you as a manager can address. It may be a lot easier to deal with these concerns than with a team avoider who has major confidence issues and a sense of inferiority. Well, that's an interesting little study there. And you can use that in politics and our type work just as much as you can use it in an everyday job. You know, I prefer lone wolves. I've always gotten along with lone wolves. I've pretty much all my life acted as a lone wolf. I don't do as well with groups, and I admit that. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, which will be, what, Tuesday? Tuesday, and you have a nice day, and think white, act white, be white, and tell them if they don't like it to kiss your white ass.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to begin. Thank you. I'd like to begin by saying, fuck Lance Armstrong. Armstrong.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to begin by saying, fuck Lance Armstrong. Fuck him and his balls and his bicycles and his steroids and his yellow shirts and the dumb, empty expression on his face. I'm tired of that asshole. And while you're at it, fuck Tiger Woods, too. There's another jack-off I can do without. Told who to admire in this country. Aren't you sick of being told who your heroes ought to be? Being told who you ought to be looking up to. I'll choose my own heroes, thank you very much. And fuck Dr. Phil, too. Dr. Phil said I should express my emotions, so that's what I'm doing. Now, since the last time I rolled through these parts,